From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. In a victory for Governor Jerry Brown's administration, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled California can legally reduce Medi-Cal reimbursement rates. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
The governor and legislature first tried to cut Medi-Cal reimbursement rates by 10% in last year's budget, and the Obama administration said that's okay. But after doctors and other medical groups sued, a federal judge said it wasn't okay. Now a three-judge appeals court panel says California can make the cut after all. Norman Williams is with the California Department of Health Care Services.
It's a very important ruling, and it provides the state with some guidance on how we can go forward to continue providing the services that so many Californians need while also addressing the state's budget situation.
The California Medical Association says the ruling could tragically impact access to care for millions of Medi-Cal patients, and it hopes the state won't implement the rate cut. The Brown administration says the ruling could save the state's general fund $330 million a year. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Dumpster diving by a district attorney's office in Northern California has led to a $16 million settlement with one of the nation's largest drugstore chains. Alameda County Senior Deputy D.A. Ken Mifsud says Walgreens agreed to pay up after investigators found disposal violations in almost every store, including those in Sacramento, Los Angeles, Shasta, and Monterey counties.
34 of those dumpsters for 37 separate facilities contained hazardous waste or violations of the California Medical Information Act, which prohibits disposing of confidential information pertaining to customers without shredding it.
45 district attorney officials received